Hey, only you daf yud tes amud aleph. Just the bottom gemara again from yud tes amud beis was last shalu was the tim amur. Now mikol makom imachet. If you learn out from a mila from truma imachet hamav truma. When the pasuk says the word chet by truma, now tilchus truma. The topic gemara now says yud tes says atiyetsim min hakodesh lechol. That the issue of truma is you eat truma. When you eat truma, you might see the gushas truma lechol. Eat it. Rashi says, "Lefishik eshoich lesa truma. When you eat the truma, who might see lechulin? You make it into chulin. Now, once you eat it, it has no mukdushas. It's not here anymore. If so, mekodesh lechol min hakodesh lekodesh. So, how do we know to say there'll be nisim mila if you might see something mekodesh lekodesh, not lechol? The Mor says, could going well be the case. Lokach kinei zovim v'kinei zovis. Let's say somebody took money that belonged to hegdish." And with the money, he bought himself a pair of birds to use for his korban. Either he was a zov or he was a zovois. Or else, for kini yaledis, or else, let's say, later they gave birth. She takes now money of hegdish and she buys herself two birds for it. Or else, for shokel shikla, you pay your machsva shekel with it, with the money shel hegdish. Or else, for vi yachatosa vi yashomim in a hegdish. Or else, you take money that belongs to hegdish, and with the money, you buy yourself a korban oshim, a korban kratis. So, kivan shaychi moel. Divi Rabbi Shimon. That's the words of Shimon. Shimon Tak holds like this, that as soon as you might see it, you're over the Yisamila. So the question is, how do we know this? If you learn out from Truma, maybe it's only if you make it into Chulin. But over here, you're not making it into Chulin. Over here, you're making it into Kodesh. So how do we know to say there's an Yisamila? And Rabbi Yehudi Shittas, Rabbi Yehudi Roima, Ach Yisra Kadom, that you're only over the Yisamila once they make his Rikas Adam, as once the Korban is brought. But once you bring your korban with this money that you used of hegdish, you roll with the isamila. The question is, minayin, how do we know this? So again, Tam Lema, the pasuk says, timal mol, we darshan again, mikol makom. Any type of an isamila, like mikol makom, even this type of mila also yichayif. So Rashi says the case is like this. The second line says, minayin hamuitzi mikodesh lekodesh means, kagoyin shelokach mimoyes hegdish. You took money belonging to hegdish, and you bought yourself birds with it, as often go your lettuce, or else shokel shikloi, shukhayav the shokel, trumas lishchi, you pay your trumas lish with it, you did machla shekel, or you shaved the chatos, vishom min hegdish, tahainu, mi kodish le kodish. So you're not be moitzid le chulim, but you be moitzid the money that already belongs to hegdish to buy something else of hegdish. Now Rashi says, according to the first sheet, this is Rabbi Shimon, V'chivan sheviyul azor, as soon as you bring it into the base, make this shmoyal divi Rabbi Shimon. Those are the words of Rabbi Shimon. So Kashrut, how does he know this? Now, why does Rabbi Shimon say this? The Xavier, he holds, demand the mechayiv chatis or yoshm. If you have a chiv to bring a chatis or an oshm, the yoyle mechayiv achyusa, you have a chiv achrayis on you, and you get lost, you'll have to bring another one at sheviyul azor, until you bring it to the azor. But Rabbi Shimon holds, V'chivan sheviyul, as soon as you bring it into the base of Migdash, Niftamach Yusai, then your pot, you don't have to bring another one. So Afai Nami, to Maitzi Mekarish to Kodesh, Kivan Shavi Lazor, Yotze Dechavosai, the Achrayi Samuel. According to Rabbi Shimon, when you bring this carbon into the Azoro, that's called Yarano from it, from that money. Because the Maitzi now, you Yotze De Nidri, you don't have to bring another one. So you see, you're over the Yisamila. Even though you did not take the money and use it for Chulin, you took the money and use it for Hegdish. So how do we know this? If you learn now from Truma, that's Gemara's Teretz and Echnami. The Bosik says, Timo Mual, Mikol Mokim, any type of Mila, Yeriva. Now the Gemara says, Oma, what we said before, it says the word Nefesh. So from the word Nefesh, we dash in, Echad HaYochid, V'Yechad HaNosi, V'Yechad HaMeshur B'Mashma. That a Yochid or a Nosi, a Melech. So that's what we had before, that for the Issa Mila, whether you're a Yochid, or whether you're a Nossi, whether the Melech, or whether Kohen HaGadol, whether they have a Nor from Hegdish to Chayiv. So the question is, Sheyochol, like mine, what's the Havimim? Like, what do you have to have a Jerusha for? The word Nefesh teach us, even these three Abachal, like, why not? Why would I think that a Kohen HaGadol is different than anybody else? Pshita Nefeshiv, Avad, the Pesach says Nefesh, what do you have to say a Jerusha for, like? Pshita, what's the Havimim to say here? Rashi says, why would I think a Nosi Meshur is not that way? Pshita the rule. Says, so what's the Kiddush? So Gemara says, yes. Madatem, I would have thought this like this. Madatem, Om Rachman of Torah says, Vashayitain Mimenuel Zar. It says here by the Shemen HaMishcha, in the base, in the maker for the base midrash or for the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, "Vashayitem imenu al zar." If a zar uses that shemen hamishka, he's over in Yisra Mila, he's over the Yisra. So I would have thought to say, "Vahai lav zaru a kohen godol." Maybe he's not called a zar for the shemen hamishka. So imshka begavai, because it was used for him already. A kohen godol first becomes a kohen godol with the mishuach, with pouring the shemen over him. So I would have thought to say this Issa was negated to being over the Issa Mila of the Shemen and Mishkan, special oil that they made to use through Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash or Mekadosh to Kelim or Mekadosh Kohen Gadol. I would have thought to say maybe Kohen Gadol is not Bechal the Issa Mila. Kamash from one, yes. That the Maisa, even a Kohen Gadol is Bechal the Issa. That you're not allowed to have any hand off from anything blowing into Hegdish, even the Shemen HaMishkan. But I've added the limit is for everything. Any type of Mila applies to all three of them. Now that we had before the Ak Shirachmon al-Saita ul-Avaris Kachavim ul-Truma, that the Torah says this Indian of Mila being Moil having Hanofim Hegdish, we learn out from the Pasha of Saita, from the Pasha of Avaris Zara, and the Pasha of Truma. So it's like this. L-Saita, what do we learn out from Saita? The Yafagav de Loipogam. Even though you didn't ruin her. Like by Saita, if somebody else lived with your wife, the case of Saita is always where the husband lived with his wife first. So she's already a bool already. So now when somebody else lived with her, there's no pgam in her. And still you see she's chayav as a saita. So learn now from saita, sometimes the shayach can be over the issa mila just by going away, like being mitzit from the shus abal, even though you didn't ruin it. So Mele Gemara says, gabi hegdish, the same thing would apply to hegdish also nami. Nos no tabas biyodo. Let's say she puts a ring on her hand, or whoever takes a ring of hegdish and you put it on your hand, mol be over the issa mila. Even though you're not ruining it, but the Maisa, since you're having her nor worth a Sheva Pruta, for that to be over the Yisra Mila. Yeah. So that's Limud from Saita. That sometimes if you have her nor, at least from something that's not Oymit to have a Pagam, to be ruined, then you're over the Yisra Mila just with the Hanor alone. Then we say, Ki Yach Shachman Lavot Chavim, the Torah also says that Mila is Daimat Avod Zara. What does that mean to say? Ti Yad Yispo Shinui. That you have to have a shinui. That means that you have to you ruin something. Rashi says, "Akshvach Mavas Chavim Diadis Pei Shinu Shemishana Atzma Mishchina." That you're taking yourself away from the Shchina from Hashem and worshiping Avodah Zarah. So Gavi Hegdish Nami sometimes at the Biko of the Kardim Atzei Chulun Dishinu Mimlechas Kodesh Mimlechas Chol. You're over the Yisrael Mila by taking something of Hegdish and using it. Like you would take a hegdish to a hatchik, and when you over this amila, when you use it, when you mishaner it and bring the dechor, when you use it for your purpose, is leimor la debika the pogma. You're not mel until you made a you bang with it, and obviously that also lemaisa puts the gum. Yeah. So Kitzemor says what tiach shachman abuzachovin diad yispei shinui, that you have to be mishaner, taken out from one mishus to another mishus. Gemara says, "Gabi hegdish nami." The same thing, but Yisra Mila would apply ad debika bekardim. And so you take a hatchik of hegdish and you have to use it lechulin. You have to pick it up and bang wood with it. So our gear says the yifkam, and you make a begam. Some shita says take this out because so far we don't know this. That really is the next rasha. Or even if you go agoros, the Rashi Mashka was goros ad debika bekardim yifkam. So you bang with your hatchik and also you ruin it. Even though from this drasha of Avodah Zarah, we don't know you ruined it yet. We know from the next drasha. So the emes is you have to have a pagam. But so far we're learning it out, just the fact that you use it, with the shinu of it, you use it, l'chulin, for that is nisamila. Now a pagam, how do we know there's such a yisoy that you have to use it and ruin it also? So on something that's used, that gets ruined, you're only over the yisamila if you ruin it. So now the Gemara says, Ak shrachmon l'truma. This one now from Truma. Because by truma you know, when you're over the Issa truma, if you eat it. When you eat the truma, it's two things. You're having hanor, and you're ruining it. So we dash in that, ma truma, ki yoichel you have to eat it. Means you're only over if you eat it. That means you have hanor, and you ruin it. But we also dash in praplamazik. That means if you just ruin truma, but that you're not chayif. Because by just ruining truma, you made a pagam, but you didn't have hanor. So learn now from there, you have to have two things. You have to enjoy it and ruin it. So Gabi Hegdish Nami would be the same drosha. Called Dvar Achila, anything that you're supposed to eat that's edible, to you only be over the Issa Mila if you eat it, like so you have a no and you ruin it. But Kimazik Le Potter, If all you do is just be mazik, you'll have something belonging to Hegdish, and you stop taking and be magdish it, for that alone you wouldn't be over the Issa Mila. That's what we learn now from Hegdish over here. There has to be something that it's nena, not just tam a pagam, not just tam a mazik. It has to be two things, a nena and a pagam. So that's why we need these three limudim here from Hegdish, from Satan, and from Truma. Now we have the Mishnah also Kate, so it's another case over the Issa Mila. Nosna Katlish took a jewelry, took some necklace and put it in word. So Omale Rav Kanal Rav Zvid, Rav Kanal said that to Rav Zvid, Udahabo Labar is Gumehu. Like a Mishnah makes the chilek something that doesn't get ruined, then you're over the Issamila right away by using it, having an offer from it, even though you don't ruin it. And the Mara says that something like gold. Gold this here, gold a Becher, or this gold sham, Smashma doesn't get ruined. But since it doesn't get ruined, therefore just putting the charm around your neck, putting the necklace around your neck, for that alone, you're over. So Morris, the question, is that true? Like, doesn't gold get ruined? Morris, the question, with the habu labar of gumi, is it true what he's saying, that gold does not get deteriorated like? For the habu the kalsay, for once happened, but the habu the Kalsay Dunun. Dunun was a person, and he once gave some gold to his daughter-in-law. And what happened was, Dunun, what happened? It got lost. I mean, it used up. After she used the jewelry a little bit, it got ruined up, it got used. So you see that gold also gets ruined. Omelette is sent back to maybe there it's different. Dilma the Habad Rumiyan Kaloskahu. Maybe over there the Pshat was used to throw it around. His daughter-in-law used to take the jewelry, the gold, and just throw it around. That's why it got ruined. But if you don't throw it around, and then it doesn't get ruined up. Secondly, even though Truma doesn't get ruined right away, but like eventually later on, it will deteriorate. It will deteriorate later on. So it's also like we're only talking about things that get ruined right away in the Mishnah. That we say you have to have a dover demidi de pagam, that means if it gets ruined right away. But something that first gets ruined later, that we're not talking about, that's not called the pagam. If when you use it right now, the thing doesn't get used up, senechnami, then you're over the yisamila just for using it, not for the pagam. The pagam is only something like a hatchet, that whenever you use it, it gets worth less, you ruin it. So then you're only over the yisamila when you do two things, you have enjoyment, and you make a pagam. Yeah. But Echnami, Stam gold does not get ruined right away. So if we don't have to, it doesn't have to be ruined. Then the Mishnah says, Anenim in Achatis, if you have an offer from Achatis. So there also, what that was also the Mishnah said, that was a case, in Achatis, Kishichaya, Lemolat Shivkum. When the animal's alive, you're only over this to me, if you ruin it. You have to be Makashit, like make it weak. So that's the question, why? For the Gemara Michti, Iba behema to me, if talking about a behema that's a tam, that's a regular korban, haino kosho zov. The korban has a kedusha sagufa on it, so even though you ruin it, it means nothing. Of course, it's not only to be sold, it's only to be brought down the mizbeach for korban. So no matter what happens to it, it's still brought for korban. So of course, it's the same thing, like a kosho zov can't get ruined. So what does the Mishnah say by this chattis? You're only over the yisamila if you ruin it. What do you have to ruin it for? Because that oimit to be sold is not for money, it's oimit to be brought on the Mizbeach, to use it the way it is now. So, Marin to Zainachnam, Yamura Popo, Babalis Mumaskin. The Mishnah is talking about this Chattis, that is a Balmum. And therefore, if it's a Balmum, it's oimit to be sold. So, therefore, since it's oimit to be sold, so the Pshat and the Hegdish is going to get money for it. So, therefore, if you ruin it, you're going to ruin it for Hegdish. So, therefore, you're not moil target, something that could have begun, could make you're ruining it for Hegdish. Then you're not over the Yisamila until you actually ruin it. You have to make a pagam. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be nena kevachati pruta? Let's say you have a north from Hegdish worth a chati pruta, and then a pogam echachati pruta. And then let's say you took a jacket and you wore it and you had a chati pruta's worth of it, and then you ripped it, you ruined it worth a chati pruta. Or else, a shenena b'shavapruta, you had a north from worth a shavapruta. The Dover Echad, like they're saying, maybe use the jacket, you had a nose worth, and you ripped something else. Like it wasn't the same thing that you had Hanor from, you ruined it. So, Locher is Loimol, you're not over the Yisamila. It has to be in the same thing that you're having the Hanor from, that enjoyment ruined it. Just like by truma. When you eat truma, the enjoyment of eating it, that's what ruins it. If you only over the yester milo, by eating it, it gets ruined then. Yemashenkin, if you have anor with one thing and ruin something else, it's not mitzarif. On something that's oimid, that to be lost for hegdish, hegdish has a ruin, like it's oimid for the money. And by you ruining it now, hegdish will get less money, so you only over this samila if you make a pagam, if you ruin it. Now, ein moyel achamoyel b'mekdoshim ele behemo klishoris. Usually the klal is once you're over this samila once, when you mol on hegdish, you yoytzit l'chulun, you take off the gedusha. So therefore, when a second person has anor from it, there's no more samila anymore. The only time you say that Yisra Mila still remains, that's only by Kedusha Saguf, by a Behema, by a Korbin, or else a Klisharis that has a Kedusha Saguf. So then even though you ruin it, you have Hanor from it, it's not Moitzit L'chulin. Something that can't have a pigeon, it can't be part, it can't be Moitzit L'chulin, so the Mila doesn't take it out L'chulin. For that. Kate said, what's the case? Rocha Bagab Behema. Somebody wrote on top of a Behema a Korbin. Obochaveri, the friend comes, Baruchav, and he writes on it also, he also has a no with Shiraputa. Obochaveri, a third one comes, Baruchav, and he also writes on the same korban. The locher is Kula Molu. All of them are over the Yisamila. Since it's the korban, it's Kedusha Saguf, and it's a Tmimim, so there's no way to be paid with it right now. It's not aimed for the money, so Kedusha Saguf can't go off Tichti. Therefore, the Kedusha still remains, and as long as you have Hanor from it, you're over the Yisamila. The same thing with a klisharis. What's going to be shosa kreshozov? You have a golden klisharis and you drink from it. You have anor from it. Obochaveri, your friend comes also with shosa and drinks from it. And then again, obochaveri v'shosa. Kulamo, they're all over the yisamila. Tolish min achatas, if somebody pulls off the hair from a korban chatas. Obochaveri v'tolish, another one comes and pulls off the hair. Obochaveri v'tolish, kulamo, they're all over the yisamila. So the same you said, since it has a kedusha saguf on it, and therefore, Kedusha Zaguf, the Issa Mila does not take off the Kedusha, so it still remains Kaddish. Therefore, the second one has Hanor, he's also over the Issa Hanor, the Issa Mila. Rebbe says, the same thing, that Kol Dov Shein Loi Pigeon, anything that he can't be Paida, Yesh Paimur Lachamur, then it applies the Klal of the Mishnah, that no matter how many times you have Hanor from it, you're over the Issa Mila. If it's something that has a pigeon, like Kedusha's Domim, or something belonging to the Bedek Abayis. So there you could redeem it. So then we say when you're over the first Issa Mila, that takes away the Kedushas like you're poider it. But something like the Kedushas Aguf, that you can't be poider, so even though you have a no from it, the Issa Mila, the Issa Hegdish does not go off. Yeah. So we have to know, like what's the Machlekes between Rebbe and the Tanakam, who are both saying the same thing. Now the Gemara says, first of all, Mani Mastin, who does our Mishnah go like? Mani Mastinisin, Rebbe Nechemi. Our Mishnah goes according to Nechemi. Nechemia. The Tani would learn like this. Ein moyel acha moyel ela bebehema bovad. Tanakama says of Rabbi Nechemia, only a behema, not a klisharis. There's only set a cloud that you can have mila a few times, only by a behema, by a korban. Not by a klisharis. Rabbi Nechemia, emeno, behema, klisharis, both of them. So that's like our Mishnah. A klisharis also has this cloud, you can be moyel, and then again, moyel. Now, my time of Tanakama, what's the reason of Tanakama? So we also like this, that Pinyon of the Behemah Ksiv, the parsha of Mila, the flat by Kedusha Saguf, it talks about a Behemah by Korbin. The Ksiv, it says, Be'el Hoshim. Rashi says it's an extra word, Be'el Hoshim. And from this extra word, we darshan that there's a klal of Yesh Mila Achamila by Kedusha Saguf. The Tanakama holds, the Chiddush was only said by Behemah, not by Klisharis. Rav Nechem Yomalach, no, could it only said by Behemah, but it's Kal V'chaimah. Of a klisharis has the power to be mekadesh other things, it brings other things to kedusha. Is who atzmo lekol shchein? Isn't it a svara for sure? It makes itself kaddish. So a klisharis like says a svara should be more kaddish than a behema. So once we had this kiddush by a behema, the kedusha saguf does not go off with mila. So the second person is also over the yisa mila, and the chemi holds like our mishnah about it's a svara. The same svara should apply to klisharis also. That even though one person drinks from the klisharis, he's over the yisamila, and when the second one drinks, he's also over the yisamila. Yeah. That's the svar of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah, Rebbe says, that kol dov shein lo pidyin yesh boi mila achamila. For the Gemara, hainu tanakam, of course the same svar of the tanakama, that you have a korban, a kedusha saguf, or a klisharis, that you can't be poyed to them. So that's the reason why, no matter how many people have anor, there's nisamila. So what's Rebbe saying different? What's the machlokes? Some of Rebbe says like this: could be ikka benayu etzim. The chapanaf gemino, if somebody is makdish wood, etzim. The question is, does etzim wood have a din kedusha saguf on it or not? The Tana Rabbanan learned like this: hoima reila etzim. Somebody says I have a chiyuv on neder to bring wood to the mizbeach. So lo yivches mishnei gezirim. Very good. You have to bring two logs of wood, and they'll use that to put on the marocha on the burning place. Use it to burn the wood. So right now, the court has a kedushas dom. That's all. And about the be a klal, if you have a no from it, so go out lechulin. Rebbe says like this. Rebbe Yomer eitzim korban hay. If somebody says a reyel eitzim, it's like you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. It's like a mincha, and the eitzim now have a kedushas aguf on him. And therefore, utunin melach, you have to bring salt with it. Utunin tunuf, you have to mamish lift it up like a regular mincha. And Noma Rabbi says, the divi Rebbe, according to Rebbe Shita, eitzim tunim eitzim. Like when you bring this eitzim, you have to burn it. It's like a korban. So you have to have other eitzim there for the marocha to be able to burn these eitzim like a korban on it. And the Yomer of Popo, the divi Rebbe, eitzim tzrichim kemitzim. It's mamish like the mincha. They're going to have to like saw off some part of the wood, make it into sawdust like, and from that you're going to have to make a kemitza, and the kemitza, Rabbi, you're going to have to burn the kemitza. So Mamash has a kedusha saguf on this eitzim. So that's what Rebbe's chiddush is in the Mishnah. The Rebbe holds anything that can be poida, meaning even wood. If somebody like has makdish wood for korban, it has a kedusha's korban on the wood, it has a kedusha saguf, and it can be poida it. Therefore there'll be yesh milach amil even by wood. Rav Papa says like this, a little bit different. Rav Papa Rama could be kodshe mizbeach tamimim. Let's say at a regular korban, kodshe mizbeach, was a tam. And then v'nasel bali mumim, it became a bal mum. So right now it's aiming to be poid, you could be poid of it. So according to everybody, right now if you be mol, the kedusha would go off, and there'll be ein milach amila. What happened was, v'ovah v'shochtam, the kohen by mistake went and made a shchitah on it. Now this kodshe is dead, and so the shaila is, can you still be poid of it now or not? Now this is the machlokes. In other words, Rebbe holds in this case you can't be poid of it anymore. Because since it's May, seals the cloud, you could only be poi the kochim where Hamad Baruch, it has to be able to stand up. And once it's dead, you can't make Hamad Baruch, you can't be poi to it. So since you can't redeem it, therefore there'll be Yesh Milach Amila. According to Tanakhama holds no, that you don't need Hamad Baruch. So therefore you could be poi to it. And therefore, according to Tanakhama, now that it's dead, there would be an Yisra Milah, there'll only be one Milah. The first one is over the Yisra Milah, that's it. The second one will not be over the Yisra Milah anymore. Now the Mercy of Batanya bring a proof of this, B'nechusa, that Kodshe Mizbeach Temimim, you had a regular korban first. V'nasu Baal Mumim, became a Baal Mum. V'yobah V'shochton, Rebbe Yoymi Yikovu, Rebbe says there's no way to be part of it right now, you have to bury it. Because Rebbe holds, you have to have a Modav Aroch here, because it was Kodshe Mizbeach, and he holds Kodshe Mizbeach was Bechlal HaModav Aroch, and since the animal can't stand up now, so you can't make a hamod, you can't let it stand, so you can't be poider it. The Chacham Omer, no, Yifti, you could be poider it. So the Chacham is, according to Chachamim, in such a case in the Mishnah, since you could be poider it right now, therefore the Kedusha, it's not called a Kedusha Zaguf, and therefore if somebody's moil on it, that's like you made a pidyon. If somebody's moil, that's like you made a pidyon. So therefore the Kedusha would go off. So it would be a klal like the Mishnah, ain't milah achamila. The kitzur, that's also another machlokes in the Mishnah, the chiluk between Rebbe and the Tanakhama. What will be in this case with kochim shemesu will be the halacha, and then you made a shechita. The Mishnah writer, Mishnah says, what's going to be notal evin? Somebody took a stone, a kor or a beam, shall hegdish belonging to hegdish. So raise the loymol. Just the fact you took it, you're not over the yisamila. The Gemara says we're talking about now a case where the person was a gizbar. So therefore, when he takes, it's not like being moitzed out of Hegdish's Rishus, because since he's the Gizbar, it's still in his Rishus anyway. Like Tori speaks out, the Gemara Mukhlob Avonim on the Surah Lali Gizbar Askinun, Shainim Yetz Nuchulim Benetilos Gizbar, he takes, it doesn't go out of Chulim. If he Shainim Moitzim Rishus Hegdish Benetilos, he's not taken out of Hegdish's Rishus. She calls the man Sheib Rishus HaGizbar, Harei Rishus Hegdish, Ashiyotzim Rishusai. So somebody else, just when you pick it up and put it in, bring it into your rishus, that's a nisamila. Over here, since the person was a gizbar, his rishus like belongs to Hegdish. So therefore, there's no nisamila, the Mishnah says, when he stomp picks it up. But or there would be a case, though, what's going to be Nosna Chavrin, let's say he gives it to his friend. So then, if the Gizba gives it to somebody else, Enechnami, then who Moal? For Chaver Relay Moal, him the Gizba will be over the Yisamilo, because he's be Maitzit Lechulin, and as soon as he's be Maitzit Lechulin, Enechnami, the Gedusha goes off it, it's like Chulin. So therefore, when your friend uses it, he won't be over the Yisamilo anymore. Chaver Relay Moal. What's going to be Borna B'tech Beisa? Same thing, the Gizba takes this beam, and he builds it into his house. Sarei Zalei Moal, again, he's not over the Yisamilo. He wasn't kind with yet. It's still like Hegish's Rishus. He's not over the Yisamila. Ad sheyider tachtev shavaprut until he lives underneath the beam, meaning till he has enjoyment from, until he has anor from it. When he has anor worth a shavapruta, then he'll be over the Yisamila. What's going to be nota pruta shel hegdish? Somebody takes a pruta money shel hegdish. Harayza lemol again. You're not over the Yisamila. Some the same thing. You're a gizbar. When you give it to your friend to use, then who mol? Now the gizba is over the yisamila. That's called you a mitzi moyes hegdish lechulin. But the chaver mol, the one that receives it, he's not over the yisamila, because when the first one gives it away, he's over the yisamila. He takes off the kedusha. When the second one uses it, there's no yisamila anymore. What's going to be if the gizba takes the money and right away nosnon lebalan? He gives it over to the beth. To Lavan, he's the one who takes care of the owner of a bathhouse. So here, Afar Pishle Rochas, even though you did not take your bath yet, like you did not use Havanor from the money, still more right away, you're over the Yisamila right away, as soon as you give the money to the owner of the bathhouse, if you pay to get into the bathhouse. Why? Shuay Malay, because once you pay your money, now the owner says to you, Haray Hamerkas Pesuch Lefonecho, Hikonet Terechaitz, that's called you have a no. As soon as you pay, right away, you have a right to go in. Until he says, Kloimer, Habalon Yemer, Ein Hadova Makiv Bi, Shrei Hako Muchin, Him Kain, Kona Hamois. That's not to say as if, you know, he's kind of the Mois. That is, when you gave the money away, so the Lavlon was kind of the money, and right now he gives you permission to use it. So at that time, it's called this the money you might see from Hegdish. So with that, you're over the Yisamila. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be achilosoi the achilos chaveroi? Could be the chilos is if you give, stami give the money to your friend, so you maknet him, so that's it. As soon as you give it over to him, like he's kainer it, and that's called hetzorm rishus lishus. But here, maybe I would have thought to say, when you're paying your bath intendant, so maybe it's not really he's kainer the money until you use the bath. Like maybe you could always say, change your mind, say, I don't want to use it, give me back my money. They're not really called like he was kind of the money until you use it. That's the Chiddush and Mishnah known. That when you give your money to a Lavlon, so even though you didn't use it yet, he's over the Mila right away. It's also called the Torah Meshus. It's called like he was kind of it. That's what he's also meant to say. That's what the Lavlon has the right to say. Listen, I'm kind of the money now. It's my money now. Because right now you have the right to use it. That's called he was kind of it. And we don't say you have to wait until the person uses the bit. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Achilosoi. If you eat and your friend eats, Han Yosav and Yos Chaveroi, Ros Achilosav and Yos Chaveroi, Ros Han Yosav Achilos Chaveroi, Mitzvah from Zoom Zoo, that fills Man Ruba that we had before. This you can starve. If you eat a Chatzi Pruta's worth, and your friend eats a Chatzi Pruta's worth. So the mindset together you be Chayiv. So he says, Achilos Chaveroi, Pirish, Oichab a Chatzi Pruta, Vehechlan, then you feed your friend also a Chatzi Pruta. So that's called your achil and his achil. There was Han Yosef and Yisrael Rogoyin Shesach Atzmo. You rub yourself with the Shemen and Mishcha Bechatzir Prutim Vesach Chaver Bechatzir Prutim. Start from Zem Zeh Pils Mam Ruba. And the time you're the one that's doing the both cases, like you're being Sach the other one, you're being Maitziyit. So since you're being Maitziyit, you're over the Yisrael in both cases. Mekom Mokom. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Gemara says, Maishnahu Maishnah Chaveri. Like in the ratio, what's the difference whether you pick up the money, you pick up the first case, will you take this evan for yourself? That we say, loy mol, or marishna, they give it to your chaver. It's the evan, it wasn't somebody else. So, hura, when you pick it up, you kainer it, so you should be over this similar also. Or mashmul, so shmul answers, no, begizbar, ha mesuras leyaskinim. We're talking about the Mishnah, where you're the gizbar, you're the superintendent of Hegdish. And it was given into your rishus. Therefore, when you pick it up and take it, you're not being mitzit mirshus lishus. It was already in your rishus from before. Therefore, the only time you'll be over the Yisamilo is if you give it to somebody else. Here. Then it says the Mishnah, Bona Batoich Beistoi, Eine Chayiv. If you take the beam and you build it, so you're not Chayiv until you live there and have a Noah Shem Pruta. So Mer says, Loma Liyachi the Tehtem, what do you have to be over the Yisamilo first? After you live there and have a Noah Shem Pruta, Kivon Deshoni Mo, Lachur, as soon as you took the beam and put it into your house, like you made a Shinui, and the Choshinu Godem is there, you should be current with Martha Shinui. So for that alone, you should be Chayiv. So we have to come on to living it there for. Who you made a shino. I tell you, sir, the havamina was, because out of the hashto, the bonamari, the sosa sovatikna, that you had to cut it down to the right size. So who you made a maise shino, you kind of a shinui. So for that alone, it should be over this samila. So what do you have to live with it for? Live in the house first. Tomorrow says no. Omar Rav kagoin shenichwa piyaruba. Rav was no, that you didn't have to cut it down to size. The same size it is right now, that's the way you're using it. You just start putting it down. It was fit for that purpose. You didn't do any shin with it. You put on top of your top of the roof. Rashi and Toys learns and you did like cement it down. It becomes very well attached. Yeah. So Yema says, "V'chivon the boni lay miyomo b'nichusav." Yeah. So that's the case. Therefore, right now you didn't make a shinu with it yet. So therefore, you only over the samila after you live in the house and have a show of fruit is worth. So that's the Gemara's teretz. So going shnicha piyaruba. Now the Gemara's the question: like v'chivon the boni lay miyosmol b'lachuru. Once you put it into the house, now the Mishnah says if you live there, you have a no yichayiv. The question is why. Once you put it into the house, it should be like bottle to the house, and the house is called Mechub L'Karka. And we had before something that's Mechub L'Karka has no Isamila. We learn now from Truma, it's only something that's Tolish has an Isamila, but not something that's Mechub L'Karka like a tree. Not become us of the house.